Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio. We're going to be talking about Sonic Pico Park. Now, we got to see this announcement during Summer Game Fest. I saw the trailer. I'm like, okay. I was like, you know. But Sega invited me and also Ree separately. We got to play the game hands-on. The demo that we got to try out had 8 levels. It was very surprising for me how good this game is. And
oh, yeah.
I honestly, this was to me the biggest surprise of Summer Game Fest for me personally. Yeah. Because I was like, this game is going to be all right. Yo, when I got to play it, man, the strategy, like trying to figure out the puzzles and like, man, oh man. We had a 4-player, it was a complete room. We all played it. I selected Sonic. I know there is Tails, Amy, and I believe Knuckles.
Yes.
Those are the only characters available in the game. I did record an interview, which I highly, highly recommend. It's like 30 minutes long with the dev team that worked on this game and also from Sega. And one of the things that they brought up, because I was just curious. I'm like, hey, who's your favorite character in the game? And one of the developers said, I haven't announced it yet, but there's more characters in the Ooh. Game that's not playable today. And I'm like, huh, okay, so there's a lot more. And this is the right time to support the 35th anniversary of Sonic. So who knows how many characters we're going to get to see in this, you know?
Yeah, and speaking of how many characters, like our setups were similar. We had 4 players. I got to play with shout out to the Game Trailers dudes. That was a lot of fun. But you can play locally or online with anywhere from 2 to 8 players. So this could get pretty chaotic. And with more characters coming, who knows like what kind of combinations you can end up seeing. It almost looks like Pikmin, like all across the screen, just all of these different bright colors traversing this 2D world and trying to complete these platforming challenges.
Yeah, and it looked like it was getting harder and harder. I'm like, okay, now did it took you a while to figure out some of these puzzles, or you figured out right away?
So
it took us a while for us, so some of them.
I don't want to give away the details, but there is one puzzle in particular that, you know, like as we're going along, you know, world one, world two, we're like, all right, and I think somewhere halfway about through world two. There was a certain puzzle that we were clearly overthinking. Like we were jumping on each other's heads and trying to make a staircase and, you know, maybe this person can jump up and carry the other one. And so certain characters have certain abilities, like Tails, for instance, can jump up and hover in the air, right? With the flying mechanic. So we were trying to get Tails to hover and then someone else launches up and tries to get caught and then Tails catches them. And then we were doing too much. It was a very simple answer. And the devs had to step in and be like, you guys are doing a lot. Just do this instead. We're like, oh, okay. So we did get stuck, but we got through all of the challenges and they were really cool. I can't imagine how you would manage this with 8 people on screen.
It's going to be wild.
Because it got a little confusing here and there about where I was and who was what. And it was fun chaos. Like, you know, there's a lot of games out there right now where people are just having a lot of fun together. And I love seeing more of them, especially with all these iconic Sonic characters and some, you know, lore-driven specific abilities. It's a really nice combination. And it looks like this is from Techo Park. The Pico Park specifically is publishing it. Mm-hmm. So they know this stuff. Yeah, you know, they know how to pull these off really well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know there's other Pico Park games that's been out, this part 1 and part 2.
Oh, also, yeah.
It's available now on Steam, too. But, here's the thing. Like, I know Tails, you say it flies. It could carry up to 2 characters, and then you could tell his face is like, okay, it's getting too heavy. Once
well,
you have 3
you
or more.
You can carry a couple more.
2. You could carry 3 plus Tails, but his face turns like, oh, my God, this is heavy. He could do 2 with no problem.
Yeah.
Now, with Knuckles, with him, he could fly, but he's different than Knuckles. Like, he could glide. It's like gliding with him. So you could put some of these characters on top of Knuckles, and you could both end up to the next area. Like, we had to, like, figure out the puzzles. Like, okay, what is it we could do? Uh-huh. You know, how can we press this button? And, like, it was chaotic. We also have to use spin a lot in some of these puzzles.
Yep, you're obviously spinning up in the classic Sonic way.
Yeah, yeah. So it was It was a lot of fun. But Ree, 8 players? I can imagine us having people coming over. Hey, are you guys down to play Pico Park? Let's do it. And we'll all get together. 8 people. Oh, my God. How can we do a split screen? I'm trying to think.
I don't think you can split it 8 ways, but they had it available online specifically.
Online you can do 8 that. People. Yeah. But still will be fun. Mm-hmm. Still will be fun. Anything else?
Yeah. Check this out. You can add it to a wish list on Steam. There is no announced date as of this day that we're recording. But I had a smile on my face the whole time I was playing this game. It was so much fun. So silly and so fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. All right, everyone, thank you for listening, and shout out to Sega for inviting us, not only to do the interview, but also to get to play the game. All right, thank you.